Paul wants to kind of lay the story out for all of you of this this Irish Catholic priest that was on the SS Titanic. And something else that is not known, and most people didn't know it this morning when I mentioned you were coming on, that people think that the Titanic was like built in Liverpool, or it was built somewhere in England. It wasn't built in England. The SS Titanic was built by Irish Catholics where?
Well, first of, it was built in Belfast, my hometown. Belfast at the time was the biggest shipyard in all of Britain and Ireland. But the jobs went largely to our Protestant brothers and sisters. So it was largely built by our Protestant friends.
And that's why it sank.
Well, they used to say in Belfast that they cursed the Pope with every rivet that went into the Titanic. The working class Protestant area, Sandy Row, was somehow decorated with beautiful carpets and curtains that fell off a truck on the way to the Titanic. So, and of course, they say about the Titanic, it was built by an Irishman and sunk by an Englishman. But the Titanic, 1912, on her maiden voyage, was sent over to Southampton, where it took on passengers, went to France, Cherbourg, and then to Queenstown. They used to call it Cork. Queenstown because Queen Victoria, it's now Cork, just about 20 minutes from here. And so there were over 2,000 passengers, I think 2,200 passengers on the Titanic. And the biggest, you know, cruise ship that was built up to that point. And of course, the boast was, the folklore was that it was unsinkable, you see, the Titanic.
Right.
And on the ship, on its maiden voyage, now its maiden voyage, were actually nine ministers of faith. Four of them were priests, and the others were, if I recollect, Presbyterian, Baptist, various. But anyway, all of the clergy went down with the Titanic. All of those men, except for one, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But the main one I want to tell you about is a priest called Father Biles. And Father Biles was an Englishman, and he was a convert, him and his brother. And he was on the maiden voyage of the Titanic to go to New York to marry his brother, who had become Catholic 2 years before he did. And Father Biles was the foreman of the other priests, the other two priests. One, I think, from Lithuania, and maybe another, two of them sort of European. But anyway, on the Titanic, he said Mass, and largely for what they call the steerage, the third-class passengers, the working-class Irish, French, English, below in the steerage. On the 14th of April, the Sunday, and just after midnight, they hit the iceberg.
Right,
and of course the iceberg sliced right through the side of not just in one place, but right through. You see, and so the water flooded into the Titanic. The Titanic, they thought, is not going to sink, so they didn't. They had fewer lifeboats than what they should have had. For aesthetic reasons, to make it look nice. And it was a calm, cold night in the North Atlantic when they hit the Titanic. And panic, and of course, women and children first. They were getting the lifeboats, such as they were, with the various women and children and crew members to staff these boats. Twice, Father Biles was invited to get off the boat and get into a lifeboat. He refused. He wanted to stay and minister to people. And in fact, when they started the emergency, people were coming up from the steerage trying to get on deck. He was going down to help the people down there. So, and famously, if you see the movies on the Titanic, they have a priest as the ship's going down,
right,
on board, Is he saying Psalm 23? Is he praying the rosary? We know he gave, what do they call that, Kathy? Absolution. He gave this unconditional absolution, which you get in war. That's what it's for.
Right.
So people didn't have to go to confession. He was doing general absolution. And that's what it's for. And praying the rosary with his flock, you would say. He was only 42. He was in poor health himself. He wasn't he wasn't like a big, strong, burly man. But at least twice, and by this once, same sailor, he was invited. He went down with the ship. And it describes when the people were in the water, there were howls and screams of people, as if every human emotion they described, as if, how can this terrible thing be happening to me? And there was Father Biles with them, dying. And the one man said, when he hit the water, it was like 1,000 knives hitting you. It was so cold. Mm. And of course, the lifeboats couldn't go over because they would panic and maybe sink a lifeboat. So they had to wait 20 minutes until the crying died down to go and see if they could help people. And of course, the Titanic, it's an iconic the story of the Titanic, because it was man's sort of unsinkable thing, as if a challenge to God. And here it was, this tragedy. And we would, and of course, 2/3 of the passengers died on the Titanic. So the accounts were just so shocking at the time. And it's an icon in this sense, because we all think, what would we do if we were on the Titanic? You know, would we take the boat when maybe women and children were behind us? If we were, you know, there's a lot of questions. This is sort of an iconic thing. And when his brother then was married, and they didn't change the date, a week or two after the wedding, the bride and groom dressed in black. Mm. And then they took a trip to Rome. And they had an audience with Pius X. And Pius X knew about Father Biles. And Pius X said to his brother, your brother, Father Biles, was a martyr to the church. And what he meant by that, of course, was it's like Maximilian Kolbe.
Okay.
He gave his life for a family man, for the family. And then, of course, he was then with, I think, 9 or 10 prisoners as they were put into a dungeon, starved to death. And they not to get off the point, but they would hear howls coming. But after some time, they heard hymns coming from this cell. So in the same way, Father Biles didn't take the seat of a family man or a woman or a child. So his cause is up for investigation, Father Biles. That happened about 6 or 7 years ago. And so Father Biles could be becoming a blessed very soon. So that was the story of Father Biles. Now, the other priest who didn't go down with the ship was an Irish priest called Father Frank Brown, and he was a Jesuit. What's that? No, that's what I'm going to tell you. So don't argue with Kathy Sinnott. They'll tell you that when you start talking to her.
I can tell she's giving directions.
He was a seminarian.
She's giving directions.
And of course, the Jesuits take 12 years or so, you know, become a priest. So he was about 9 years a seminarian. And he got on at Cherbourg to get off in Cork. And he met a millionaire couple, American couple, who took to Father. And Father was a photographer. And he took photographs on board the Titanic on its way to Cork, which are the celebrated photographs on deck. If you go online and you'll see the gymnasium, you'll see the radio room. The only picture of the radio room was Father Brown. He took all these pictures. And on his way, the couple took to him and said, look, we want you to come as our guest to America, and we will pay your fare. He says, my superior, my provincial, wouldn't agree to that. Why don't we send a Mahoneygram, which was a telegram invented by Mr. Mahoney in Ireland. But anyway, Marconi is it, Kathy? was he Italian? But he invented it in Ireland. But anyway, that's another story. So he went and sent a telegram to his provincial saying, can I have permission to go to New York with this wonderful Irish couple? So anyway, when they got to Queenstown, of course, they didn't go into dock. It was a big ship. They had to have the supply ship with the passengers from Ireland to get onto the Titanic. And he got his reply from his provincial. And the reply had five words. It said, get off that ship, provincial. So he was ordered by his superior to get off the ship. He had no choice. He wanted to go to America, but he got off the boat. And he was the most decorated minister of the faith in World War II. World War One.
So he survived the Titanic to go...
He survived the Titanic. And this is what he did, Mike.
To go into the trenches.
He went to the trenches, yes. And he was his commanding officer, who became a brigadier in World War II, said that Father Frank Brown was the bravest man he ever met. He was awarded twice. I can't remember the awards by the British, and once by the Belgium King gave him an award, and the French gave him an award, because he would have been ministering to these men in the no man's land, you know, when people are dying. Him and another Irish priest, Willie Doyle.
Willie Doyle's case Jesuit. Is up for, we talk about Father
right.
Willie Doyle often
so they,
here.
They were friends all their lives.
Okay.
And in fact, Father Brown had shoes from Willie Doyle, his friend, which he wore every time he said Mass, he wore those shoes. And Father Brown kept that telegram from his provincial in his pocket all his life. And he would produce the telegram, and he says, "Holy obedience saved my life."
Well, that was
Father Brown. So it's interesting, Mike, that all the ministers of the Christian faith all went down with the ship, and the only one that didn't would have also gone down with the ship, but his the Lord had other plans. And of course, he was a hero, as was Willie Doyle in World War One.
And Father Willie Doyle, our friend, our mutual friend, Fiorella Nash, just finished her. She just turned a manuscript in for her children's book, which is about World War One. But it's the story of Father Willie Doyle. And of his heroism on the battlefield, that, you know, they couldn't drag him away when someone was dying had left the trenches and was dying on the field. Father Doyle would go out there when the shooting would stop, and he would go out there to give them last rites.
He would. And not only that, he would go out there no matter what the religion was. And he was the rare Catholic that and he died, of course. Was it Flanders? He died. He was one of the German grenades or whatever. He was blown to pieces while he was ministering to these men. That's how he died in 1917. And in the Belfast Telegraph in Belfast, he was celebrated by the Orangemen, the Protestant militant Protestants at the time. Because they respected this man, this Catholic priest, because it didn't matter whether you were Catholic or Protestant, he was there for them, and there for them when they were dying. And so he was extraordinarily brave, Willie Doyle, you know.
So let's recap the story of Father Biles. So the Titanic is built in Catholic Ireland by Irish Protestants. I want to be very clear about this.
Well, largely, yes.
Well, I'm sure they worked on the side where the hole was ripped in. That was all Irish Protestants on the side that the iceberg hit. Do you know why they said it was unsinkable? Because I read a book when I was in high school. I did a book report on it. It was called A Night to Remember. And the reason they said it was unsinkable, because they had built this compartment by compartment, that even if it did take a torpedo or whatever, you just seal that compartment off. But what they never thought was going to happen was they hit more than one compartment at a time.
That's right.
Because it ripped off.
Right, like a zip right down the side.
That's right.
And the compartments didn't come right to the ceiling.
And the water flowed over the top.
The next one flooded, and the next one flooded.
And that's why she sank. And
that's right.
There's a story in the book, A Night to Remember, is told through eyewitness accounts, people that survived. That's how you have the account, including some of the crew that got off the ship. And you know, the story was that they realized after about an hour that the water had made it past the halfway point, going over the top, and that there was no stopping. And they tried to radio. They were trying to radio the Carpathia. You know, eventually they do. The Carpathia is radio, but it's too late. By the time the Carpathia gets there, the water is filled with human popsicles. And as the story goes of the great Titanic, and you know, the point that you made about it's unsinkable. That's a challenge to God, going like, I'll take that bet.
Right.
You want a bet?
That's right. And so it is a warning, I think, to humanity to not be so, you know, to have some humility in the face of the elements made by God with our great machines and everything else, you know. So it really is iconic, the Titanic. And incidentally, when the movie came out, the new movie, you know.
James Cameron's Titanic.
That's right, the Titanic. And I was interested to go and see it because I thought, great, we're going to see the culture of 1912 and and the Irish and all of this. And very quickly I thought, gee, these two main characters are like from the 1990s America with attitude. it was so not 1912.
Well,
and then a friend of mine with me, when there was this scene where he's sketching her and she's half naked, he just walked out of the theater, and I thought, well, I'll stick it. And so I stuck it through, and then he started to look past the two main characters just to look at the set, because the set was authentic of the boat, which is fascinating. And of course, from Father Brown's photographs, they were able to reproduce so much of the Titanic. But I'll tell you, at the end of that movie, I wanted them both to drown, I have to say.
So that's Leonardo DiCaprio. That's right.
It was just like a teenage flick for now. And just so not like the Irish at the time. And even they say when that scene where she lets him go at the end, lifesavers will tell you she shouldn't have done that. She should have pulled him up, because even if he's freezing, we can revive him, you know. So it's all fictional and really a commercial adventure.
Right.
Mr. Cameron.
DiCaprio is the baptized Catholic who's not Catholic any longer. He did have an audience with the Pope once. And what was the woman's name? Is it Kate Blanchett? No, it's one of the Kates. It's not Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I've seen her in something recently, and I went, well, she looks kind of familiar. And we actually looked it up, and she was the woman who was in the movie Titanic. I think she actually turned out okay. DiCaprio was screwed in the head. He's a nutcase. But Kate Blanchett, it seems, may have... Kate Winslet may have gotten her stuff together. Was she in an episode of Downton Abbey? I think she was. In any event, we're out of time with Paul McCurry.
Right.